Hey, Dad, do you know what kinds of rahi lived on the island of Mata Nui?
Of course, Chris. There are so many different rahi I can tell you about. Rahi, if you don't know, is the Maturan word for animal.
Yes, I know what rahi means. I just want to know what some of them are.
All right, Chris. One of the most common types of rahi you'll find across the island are called mahi. They're most associated with the deserts of Pauahi, but different breeds can be found in almost any region of Mata Nui.
Well, did they do anything on the island, or were they just there to hang out?
Great question, Chris. The Maturan would use them to pull carts and carry other goods. Mahi were considered so valuable by the Maturan, in fact, that they'd train other kinds of rahi specifically to guard their herds from more dangerous creatures.
Dangerous creatures? I want to hear more about them.
Well, the greatest threats would vary from region to region. In Kauai, there's the muaka, big friggin' tiger beast that can run faster than almost anything else on the island. Or in the jungles of Leiwahi, you'll find massive flying insects called Nui Rama. They can just pick you up and carry you away to their hive.
Okay, Dad, this is starting to freak me out a little bit. Can we hear about some more rahi that are actually useful to the Maturan and not out to, you know, kill them?
Chris, rahi aren't usually out to hurt the Maturan unless they feel threatened or they are under the influence of the Makuta. But not all rahi are big and scary. Another creature you'll find all over the island, but especially in Onuwahi, are usul crabs. Onu Maturan use these to pull carts, like underground mahi in the Lightstone Mines, but also as mounts to travel quickly.
Wait, I think I know this one. Takua had one of these as a pet, didn't he?
Exactly. Takua had an usul crab named Puku, who he used to get around the island for most of his time as chronicler. Around the same time he got Puku, Takua learned to ride a kahu, a large bird rahi native to Leiwahi.
Wow, it seems like Takua sure did get up to a lot of adventures, huh?
Chris, he's the goddamn chronicler. It's literally his job.